hello, hello, mamas, and welcome to another episode of the Alana Song Hopes of Heaven podcast. My name is Angela Presley. I am your host of the podcast. I am also an angel mom. And most importantly, I am here for you. We are all angel moms. And I'm just creating a platform for us to come together, to heal together, to lean on each other, to laugh, cry, to learn, to encourage, and to grow strength. Most of all, I would like to encourage you to think of heaven. An encouragement that we will see our babies again. The main reason that I entitled the podcast Hopes of Heaven is because this is what helps get me through, that I know that I will see my Alana again. One day down is another day closer, is what I say. And for those of you who don't necessarily believe in heaven, that's okay. I just want to give you the hope and the idea that you will see your baby again. I choose heaven. And hopefully this podcast will help you grab onto that. So welcome, moms. I would like to first start off with telling you a little about me, and then, of course, about Alana. So I am Angela Presley. I am the founder of Alana Song. I am, most important, a mother of three. I have my son is the eldest. I have another daughter. I'm sorry. My son Jordan is the oldest. My oldest daughter is Haley. And then my baby girl is Alana. I, like all of you who have more than one child, you know, the love is equal. The love is different, yet equal to our babies. And we know, even though it's, you can't explain it, you understand what I mean. Alana, I really, let me just start where my heart is leading me. Alana is light. I like to speak of her in the present tense because I believe that she is still with me, with us. She is light. She is laughter. She is love. She is everybody's baby in the family. She, as all of you may feel the same, out of my children, Alana was the laid back, joyful, easygoing, just a beautiful light. And, you know, it's easy to say about your child. That is easy to say about my baby, but I'm quite sure all of you can relate to what I'm saying about your child that's no longer with you presently, but always with you in spirit. There was just something about your child that lit up the room when they walked in, that put a smile on everyone's face and on their heart. Just in good times and bad times, it was that child, that heaven child, that it was just something about them. I'm sure you all can relate to that. So Alana was always a baby magnet. We can't explain it. There was just something about her that babies loved. They would cry. And as soon as Alana picked them up, they would stop. There was something about her spirit that attracted babies, and they loved her. Alana had a giggle that was so contagious that we just loved to listen to her laugh. It was just something about her giggle that just brought love to us all, and laughter to us all. She was a basketball player, and she was very good at basketball. When Alana moved to heaven, she was in her freshly into her junior year of high school, and on the basketball team training to get prepared for the season. So we discovered sixth grade middle school that Alana was pretty good at this basketball thing. There was nothing that she had no prior training. There was nothing that raised our brow about her playing basketball. She just picked it up and she ran with it, and it came naturally. And we were so very proud of her in that area of playing basketball. So my heart, as I'm speaking now, my heart is just overflowing with pride and joy thinking of her talent on the court with her basketball skills. Everyone, not saying Alana didn't have her trying times, and you know, she was a teenager. She would have arguments and spats with her sister, definitely her sister, and her her peers at school. You know, there were times, but for the most part, Alana was a true friend, especially to her sister, who they would fight over the bathroom and fight over who knows the last cookie, who knows those are my socks, what are you doing with my socks on, and can you comb my hair, I don't feel like combing your hair, get out my room, you know, those things that I'm sure we all can relate to. Besides those things, she was a good friend. Friends in school, I can pretty much say, even after she moved to heaven, I would hear stories of what Alana said, what she did. I was being bullied and Alana stood up for me. I mean, the stories to this day, they still come to me. And I just, my heart is just filled with so much joy with who the person that she was blossoming into, just a beautiful soul, just a beautiful light. Hey there, mamas. I know we're living this unspeakable grief life in this unwanted club, but my hope is to bring a little comfort and light into your heart. Now, with that being said, I'd like to share the sponsor of this show. Feel free to jump over to the alanasongstore.com and purchase some angel merch for you or someone that you may know who's walking this unspeakable journey, and help spread the angel mom love. Again, that's the alanasongstore.com. Thank you for your support. horsing around. And we as parents were just watching them and just talking amongst ourselves, walking down the street on our way to the mall. And I'm watching Alana as she's, you know, having a good time with her teammates. And we're downtown in the city, and I'm watching her, and I notice that she kind of walks away from the girls, from the other girls. And I see that she's making her way over to a homeless man. And she bends down and she hands him money. I don't know how much she handed him. I don't know, but I'm watching her and my heart is just in awe as I witness her just shining her light. Shining her light as I'm witnessing her do this. And as she's giving this homeless man money, slowly but surely, all of the other players just followed suit. They just followed suit and began to give money to the homeless that was out on the streets as we were walking. So just, I say this not to brag on my daughter, because I could easily do that, as we all could. I say that just to give you an idea of the light that was in Alana, that that in her short time on this earth, it was so, her presence was a giant. Her presence was definitely a giant. She definitely left a huge impression on everyone that she knew, and coming across the homeless people that she did not know. So just to give you a glimpse of Alana's light. So me as her mother, I want to back up just a little bit. I need to address moms who are listening who only have the one child that moved to heaven. I cannot fathom what that's like. I struggle daily looking for strength to handle Alana being in heaven, not physically here with me. So I need to take a moment for the mothers who had one child and they lost their child. I just need to express that there's no way that I can understand what you're going through. Even though I am suffering in my loss, I just need to take the time out to acknowledge that this is a totally different pain that you're feeling. And my heart and prayers go out to you. With that being said, I also need to address the mothers who have lost more than one child. This is beyond agonizing. I cannot put my brain around. I cannot wrap my brain around losing more than one child. Again, Alana, one being away from me is crippling. It's crippling to have one away from me. So I have to acknowledge the mothers out there that's listening who have more than one child that's in heaven, that is not physically with them. My heart desperately goes out to you. My prayers are with you. In those two situations, one child that you have, or you have more than one child, and more than one is in heaven. I have to take a moment to acknowledge you mamas. And I am so praying for your strength. Okay, that was tough. That was tough. So yes, that was tough. So with that being said, I have wanted to elaborate a little bit more on the platform of this podcast. With Alana and her light and the little bit of time that she had on this earth, I had to extend this podcast in her honor. I, as all of you, must also do for your babies, I have to live out a purpose for her. This also, with me doing this, this brings a healing to me, and I pray that it brings a healing to mothers across the globe. I need to extend this platform for us to come together, because only we understand this unspeakable journey that we are forced to walk. No mother, even if this thought ever comes across our mind, across our minds as mothers, we immediately try to push it away. We immediately try to get that thought the furthest away from us. Because as mothers, our job is to love and protect our children by any means necessary. And for this loss to happen to us, this loss to knock on our door, to kick down our door like a thief, because it's definitely unwanted, unexpected, just like a thief, just like an enemy. We have to pull ourselves together somehow, some way, and walk this journey. So my hope for us is that we find a purpose through the loss of our child, of our children. That is the purpose of my podcast, is to extend Alana's light for all of you moms out here listening who are trying to find their way. And that's what we're doing every day when we wake up. We're trying to find our way because we don't know how to walk this lane. We don't know how to drive in this lane. There's no book on how to be a mother. So there's definitely no book on how to be a grieving mother. So we're definitely getting up, trying to find our way, trying to find a purpose through this life without our children. So I just wanted to jump on and give everyone an idea of what's going to, you know, what the podcast is for, what the podcast is about. I wanted you to hear me and feel me, knowing that you are definitely not alone walking this walk. As I record more podcasts, I will give you more stories of my journey. I will go into stories of Alana, definitely how I lost her, and some days it'll be just what I'm going through for that day, from that moment. I'm definitely going to share my heart on this podcast because I believe the only way to get you moms to let your hearts go and feel free is for me to do the same. So I again wanted to get on here and emphasize my heart, my hurt, my pain, my purpose with the podcast. And I am definitely, definitely looking forward to share with moms all around the globe my journey. And I believe that this platform will give you the opportunity to do the same. So I want to thank you for listening. I am always here for you. I am looking forward to sharing this space with you. So once again, welcome to the Alana Song Hopes of Heaven podcast. Talk to you soon, mamas. Thanks for hanging out, mamas. But before you go, if you have found any connection and understanding with this angel mom, please, if you could, head over to iTunes, find the hashtag Angel Moms Hopes of Heaven show and subscribe to the channel. That would be greatly appreciated. I would also love to connect with you on all my social media platforms. Simply just look for Alana Song. Also, you can jump over to the website, alanasongstore.com, and purchase some angel merch for you or someone that you may know. Until next time, keep the faith and know that we will see our babies soon. Thanks, mamas.